Well, in tote magayak negachit now FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron. So Chief Cameron Tansi.
Hey, good morning. Tansi Puya.
Hi, Lamon Anthony. Mami Doyas. And how are you? Give me Doyas.
Yes, very well.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you, Chief Cameron, like looking back over the year 2019, what were the organization's priorities? What files did you really tackle this year?
The gun inherent and treaty rights. So it's First Nation jurisdiction. You see, everything that all governments work towards fall under the umbrella of our inherent and treaty rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start off by saying that it was hunting, fishing, trapping, gathering. Those were the four main reasons why governments back in the 1800s made treaty, because we were not going to give up this way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Our relationship with the land. Our land alone will help us. And to this day, many of our First Nations, we still practice that way of life. And government, we always remind governments, anybody, this is not going to change for First Nation people. We will continue to utilize the lands and waters for our culture, our ceremonies, our hunting, fishing, trapping, gathering. That will never, ever
change. Okay.
It trumps a provincial law. Treaty trumps provincial law.
Chief Cameron, yako maya ki pihta guakma na yak. Okay, so that one of the priorities so maya ka skiho ma skiwip mat so in a match iwin ka skiwip tigi iwin yak tamin na hisso in. So that yoka gini gana staik piyak. One of the priorities magamini pihta guak ki abachoma imahmagwa hichiga yak nihilawak First Nations people to pursue these traditional activities. Tani homa yak, are you making progress?
This is where our challenge is with the provincial government and CIRM, because they have very little understanding of First Nation inherent and treaty rights. They have very little understanding of our way of life off the land. So we have to educate them. And this is where some of them, they have this racist attitude towards First Nation people because they don't understand us. But we will remind them time after time, case after case, treaty hunting case after treaty hunting case, we always win in their court system because our treaties are powerful. We're powerful that way. No other group across this world has those except Nehiyawak.
Okay. Chief Cameron, you... the courts. Is this where you want to be, Agachi, now what's at the table negotiating these issues?
Oh, we never want to go to court. Never. We never do, but sometimes our hand is forced to go to this avenue for our people, and we will. But we would rather settle these at the tables with any level of government and remind them and teach them and educate them about treaty so that we don't even have to go to court. Why waste everybody's time, waste everybody's money, and cause a lot of stress for our hunters for no good reason? We can fix these problems just by meeting.
Yeah.
So that's always our intention.
Chief Cameron, I echo me go pihtamaan in the past few years. Kiskinoha muawak monias sagapo, the curriculum in the schools now includes treaty education. Now, I'm just wondering, is there better understanding, even with the government, whether it's the federal government, the provincial government, what is their stance now regarding treaty, the intent and interpretation? Are we getting closer as far as Tansigi Sigitabahta Mako?
I say that because there's still a lot of ways to go for these governments to fully understand the true spirit and intent of treaty. Still a long ways to go, and that's why we're elected. And even we don't even have to be elected to be leaders. We acknowledge all of our band members for the work they do and the advice they give us in their team and councils.
Yeah.
So we still lots of room for improvement, but they're learning a little bit at a time, a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
we'll continue to do what we can anyway.
Yeah. Chief Cameron niakti tapin into 2020. Mihchito magigwai pagamiskago. Certainly there are a lot of issues affecting First Nations people in the province. Maga ki guaga no tinigaanastasi. And what are the chiefs telling you? He atuska atuma bigiswa atuma. What are some of those files that you want to push the coming year?
Well, our chief and councils, our knowledge keepers, our kokums, our mushrooms, Zapanek, our First Nation members out there, they tell us, child welfare legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing our children home where they rightfully belong in our communities, in our language and culture, our land-based programs. That's going to be a priority. The treaty right to shelter, housing to secure more commitment from this government. We need to build more housing on our First Nation. We have to address that housing crisis, that housing shortage, because housing is a crisis of First Nation communities.
Yeah.
That'll be another priority, but we'll always remain consistent with our position on our inherent and treaty rights being the top priority.
Okay. So, youth and child welfare is a top priority. Housing, definitely. The shelter, because there's overcrowding there. And, of course, there's other issues that arise from overcrowding situations. Chief Cameron, this Christmas season, but do you want to send greetings out there?
Oh, yeah. We want to say, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, but those are what's more important for all of us, our family and our relatives and our friends. We send prayers to all of our people, but also we send prayers for people that are on the streets, that are in the jails and hospitals. We pray for every one of those people.
Yeah, it was so much that going on. Chief Cameron, you got the one who's going to come so much. The people in the hospitals, that you got the guy with the way to go. In the streets, Chief Bobby Cameron, FSINT.
Yeah, it's the most. Happy holidays.
Okay, negotiate.